Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. The obscure British writer Harold T. Wilkins was obsessed with the paranormal. He spent his life hunting for secret treasure and scanning the skies for flying saucers. Not surprisingly, few people these days remember him. But the London-based band Fanfarlo does, and on their new record, they pay homage to Wilkins in this song.
You've been packing your bags for the 10th time, you've been up on the roof again. So you're biding your time, it's all right, they're coming in.
The five members of Fanfarlo combine trumpets, violins, mandolins, and cellos to create the deep, full sound on their debut album called Reservoir. The band was formed in 2006 by Swedish musician Simon Balthazar. And Simon Balthazar and violinist Kathy Lucas join me from London. Simon, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
This song that we're hearing, called Harold T. Wilkins, it's about a man who spent much of his life studying evidence of ancient astronauts who visited Earth. How did you stumble on the story of Harold T. Wilkins?
Well, I found a book of his about flying saucers in a charity shop. Yeah, it was from the 50s when it was, you know, still credible to actually call it flying saucers.
And I guess you chose him because he was this sort of oddball in a sense. There's a line in the song, "There was always a question hanging over you," and I guess that's sort of what it's about.
Yeah, it's about sort of an outsider character who's, you know, waiting for something to happen.
There is such a big sound in so many of these songs. It's a sound that kind of builds up in each track, and you hear it. You hear it very clearly on the song, "The Walls Are Coming Down."
We often have an idea what we want to do with a particular song. You know, I think this song is a bit of like a marching band song, isn't it? We tend to sort of go crazy in the studio as well, and I think with most of our songs we'd stack up at least 100 and something channels. So, and you know, I guess
100 different channels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think at least.
Then we also tend to think in sections. So instead we have one horn player, but we think about a horn section or a string section when we actually record.
I'm interested to know about the name of your band, Fanfarlo. It's from yet another obscure literary work. It's the title of a book by the influential 19th century French critic Charles Baudelaire. Simon, why were you inspired by Baudelaire?
I was reading Baudelaire and, you know, Verlaine, Rimbaud, like French symbolists, and for me personally it really ties into Beat poetry as well. I'm a big fan of Ginsberg, but it's more kind of reference to an interesting time and place, more than a particular book.
I mean, Baudelaire was this guy who sort of championed these romantic artists of the time, Flaubert, Balzac, and Victor Hugo, and others. I mean, this might be a bit of a leap here, but do you sort of see the kind of music you produce as is sort of a romantic type of music?
I mean, that's definitely what I like about the name. I feel like it really does suit the music. It has a kind of circusy feel to it, maybe.
I definitely think that. Yeah, I mean, I think our music definitely has a romantic quality, and we're all romantics at heart. Although some of us more miserable than others.
Kathy, how does the band sort of meld the music and the words? Does Simon bring the music, the lyrics to you, and then you guys compose music around it, or does it work the other way around?
We often do have the lyrics written out, but when we're writing together, I think we're following our tastes, and what comes out is quite lush and poppy, and often it's in contrast to to lyrics that can be quite dark.
I want to hear the second track on this record. It's called Ghosts. But before we hear it, can you guys tell me about this song?
Well, again, you know, Ghosts is a story, and it's a ghost story, as the name suggests. You know, the album is called Reservoir, and it's a story about essentially a ghost story set by a reservoir, and it was it's probably the oldest song in the album as well. And I remember this time I went to this lake, this artificial lake in Finland. And, you know, I was kind of talking to some people, some local people, and they were, you know, telling me all these, like, ghost stories about how, you know, it was a village that was flooded when the lake was created, and there was these ghost stories, and, you know, people had drowned in it and all that. And I think that just kind of started me. I had a little face when I was really just kind of interested in reservoirs and lakes, kind of mythology around that.
There are ghosts by the reservoir, but no.
The song is called Ghosts, and it's off the new album Reservoir by the band Fanfarlo. We spoke with Simon Balthazar, the lead singer, and Kathy Lucas, who plays violin. They joined me from London. Thanks so much to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What happened to the mainland? And tell me all the secrets of the world you once lived. That your heart could not swallow.